producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Constitutional lawyer here in Central Texas is our guest. He joins us. How is the family in this case handling it to see their father? People say, oh, $1 million paid out. Well, I mean, $1 million over the next 20 years is nothing for these kids. I'll guarantee you they'd rather have their father. But it is a taxpayer issue. What about all these huge sums have to be paid out as part of these things the police are doing?
Well, I think it's an issue of there needs to be some sort of accountability. And what we're seeing is people will say out there, well, why don't you just prosecute these police officers if they do something wrong? Well, we're witnessing that's basically impossible. You can't prosecute these officers because they have so many ways to get off. So I think civil settlements are a recognition by the government that something went wrong and that the family's compensated. But I can tell you in this case, especially Larry's mother and father, I mean, it goes way beyond any sort of settlement. They wanted to see this officer go before a jury of his peers and have them pass judgment on whether he committed a felony act when he killed Larry. And now we're not going to be able to see that. And it's very upsetting. The family is extremely upset, as anyone would be in their position. But that's what we're dealing with right now. And we'll see what happens in the appellate court and then possibly in the Supreme Court. But, you know, it's going to be 3 years from now. It's already been 2.5 years since this happened, and that's another strategy that the government uses. They delay everything. There's just constant delays. Again, the shooting was 2.5 years ago. We're finally...
Have you ever had a chance to talk to this particular Officer Kleiner? Have you ever had a chance to sit down in all these court proceedings and depose him? And I mean, does he have any remorse about this?
Well, we have not yet had the chance to depose him in the civil case, but we will now. But I saw him testify in the criminal case, and he was getting choked up. I think this is not something he planned to do when he woke up that day. But at the end of the day, I think he got into a state of rage, and he murdered this guy. And I think that the truth is that some would say, well, he's a police officer. Mistakes are going to get made. We have to protect these police officers. But I feel that's a fundamental issue of the government social contract with the citizens, that there must be limits on government.
Sure, and let's be clear. You sign up to be a cop, you know it's a really rough job, and people are going to give you some leeway. My issue is if they don't clean it up, it's going to give the globalists an excuse to come in and federalize them. That's clearly what's happening here. So that's, I mean, your point about the federalization is just sensational.
I think it's very worrisome, and I think what you're going to see is you're going to see more of, say, the Black Lives Matter movement, of which most of those people in the movement, I believe, are very good folks. But, of course, there are certain elements in that movement that are extreme, and I think what you'll see of movements like this, and there will be continued issues to ignore the problem,
sure,
and create things where the government distracts people from dealing with these issues.
Sure, it's going to use it to get more power. The bad forces are. Look at this newest article on Infowars.com. FU racist, pro-Clinton PAC uses foul-mouthed Hispanic children to attack Trump. PAC bribes activists to disrupt Trump's Saturday night live appearance. I mean, this is some dirty politics that are going on, and it's all racially based, and it's very, very dangerous. That needs to be de-escalated.
I think we're at a critical point in American political history with the rise of Trump, in the sense that when you look at him, I don't believe he's a legitimate candidate. But the truth is that he's very popular. And I think the reason why is a lot of people that support him firmly believe the system is rigged. And he offers a different option than the two-party manufactured candidates.
Sure.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing plays out down the road, because I think you are finally seeing people that are just fed up with the system, and that explains the rise of Trump.
Wow. Well, Adam Lowy, lowyfirm.com, always good to have you in. Please come in any time. I've seen you downtown, and we ought to go out and get dinner sometime. But I really appreciate you letting the folks pick your brain here. Coming up, David Knight has got a bunch of the breaking news and info we haven't covered yet. Coming up, Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
And good luck with your case. And it's just a tragedy for everybody, but we can't let these people be above the law. Nobody is. Stay with us, folks.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour, November 4th, 2015. Rob Dew will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about some of the election results. Some communities have removed fluoride from the water. Imagine that. But then, of course, there's some hidden carcinogens that are being put into the water in its place and other places. So Rob's going to break down some of those results, break down some of what is in the water still in many areas. I thought it was very interesting to see today this article from Hillary Clinton that's at the top of the Drudge Report. But Hillary is stepping up her smear campaign against Bernie and using the traditional weapons of political correctness, calling him essentially a sexist and now implying that he is racist. Yeah. Maybe this is where they jump the shark with political correctness. You know, this has been the McCarthyism of the left. And maybe now that people on the left are seeing how this is being misused against one of their own unjustly, maybe now they'll waken up and do something about it. This is to just remind you of what happened back on October 23rd. Clinton took a phrase that Sanders has routinely used in talking about gun violence that, quote, shouting wouldn't solve the problem, suggested that he had aimed it at her because, you know, when women talk, some people think we're shouting. See, that's the chip on the shoulder, victim attitude, trying to make yourself look like a victim, trying to make somebody else look like a bully, like a sexist, like a racist. And now this is what she's added. She says, there are some who say that gun violence is an urban problem. Sometimes what they mean by this is a black problem. No, actually, we mean what we say. That's the other favorite tactic of these people, is to put words into your mouth. So, you know, first she interprets the fact that people are shouting about that. Oh, you must mean me because I'm a woman. And then when he says, well, it's an urban problem, maybe he said that, maybe he didn't. I don't know. Nevertheless, she says, but it's not an urban problem. It's not black. It's not urban. It's a deep, profound challenge to who we are. So here you go. Hillary Clinton coming after Bernie Sanders, of all people. You know, here's this guy. I guess she's trying to get to the left of Bernie using political correctness because, you know, that's the ultimate leftist tactic. But I think that she's going to jump the shark. And I think the other part of this, the other good thing that's going to come out of this presidential campaign is the fact that Donald Trump is tackling this head on and pointing out how stupid it is. Not apologizing about political correctness charges. And every time he gets in their face about it, his poll numbers shoot straight up. So, yeah, when they come after him for Saturday Night Live, and we got an article at the top of Infowars.com about how they're paying people to troll him at the Saturday Night Live performance. Yeah, you know, when they do that, that's only going to help Trump. So keep on. Go ahead with that. Because what we're really seeing here, whether Trump wins or not, and I'm not a big fan of Trump. I think he's got some good ideas on some issues. Of course, the issue is, do you really trust any of these people to follow through on what they're telling you? They run focus groups. They run very detailed analysis. So we might talk about later, if we've got time, an article talking about neuropolitics and how they are really making this into the kind of science that they've used for marketing to us. And, of course, he's been a very successful marketer. So don't you think that he and the rest of them know exactly what you want to hear? There you go, neuropolitics. When campaigns try to read your mind. Yeah, they're going to read your mind. They're going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. But look, one good thing is that he knows and the rest of us know now that we are tired of being beaten over the head with this political correctness nonsense. Now, I want to take a look, too, at China, because Alex talked about this a lot earlier in the show. The one-child policy of China, how that's not sustainable, and about the fact that China is the best example of globalist government, with the Rockefellers setting up, with Henry Kissinger bringing them online, and the way they have treated their citizens. They're a great example of the kind of tyranny we're going to see from a one-world government, because they've essentially been put in place by a ruling corporate oligarchy, and we can see how they operate. But we're told over and over again that we have to have CISA, we have to have all this cybersecurity protection because of threats from China. Okay, yeah, they're doing espionage, so is everybody else. We're also told we've got to pass this secret Trans-Pacific Partnership as a protection against the Chinese trade dominance. And yet, as Senator Sessions has pointed out, once this is passed, once TPP has passed, there is a transnational committee that can change all the aspects of it. They can change every one of the details, which, of course, we are now more than 4 weeks past the point at which they have concluded this, and they still won't show it to us. They're waiting for a holiday reveal, I imagine, when people aren't paying any attention. But they're telling us that they have to do this to keep China out. They can not only change all the terms of the agreement, but they can bring into the agreement anyone that they wish after it is passed. But when we go back and look at the narrative about surveillance, about corporate espionage, about military espionage and getting military secrets, look at this article from the New York Times that came out the end of last week. U.S. tech giants may blur national security boundaries in their deals with China. And they point out that one Chinese technology company receives crucial technical guidance from a former People's Liberation Army Rear Admiral. Another one developed the electronics on China's first atomic bomb. A third one sells technology to China's air-to-air missile research academy. But these guys have deep ties through these companies to American companies like IBM, Cisco, and Microsoft. They're their partners. And so they say these cross-border partnerships with American technology companies They share, they license, they jointly develop advanced technology with Chinese counterparts. Then, of course, all this technology is being turned over to the Chinese government and other Chinese corporations. That's part of the China price. When people looked at China's competitiveness in trade and how they were killing everybody on trade, there's many elements of what they call the China price. One of those elements is stealing technology, is ignoring trademarks, is making counterfeit technology. That is what they have mastered there. So when you talk about high-tech defense contractors making alliances with companies that are being run by Chinese military or former military, of course they're transferring technology. But we're supposed to sacrifice everything in this country, all of our privacy, all of our money, to the national security state for cybersecurity. That's precisely the problem. And then I want to take a look at this other story that comes from the Chinese radio network, this secret radio network. This was exposed by Reuters towards the end of last week, picked up by multiple news outlets. Beijing's covert radio network airs China-friendly news across Washington and the rest of the world. Now, of course, we have Voice of America. We have Radio for Europe. We have Radio Marti. We have all of these different propaganda outlets. And, of course, the Chinese do the same thing. It's just like we have the NSA spying on everybody. They've got their spy organizations. It's all this spy versus spy. But we're supposed to get very concerned about this. And the Department of Justice, as well as the FCC, is moving to shut down some of these radio stations because they have laws against foreign ownership. They say the foreign ownership has been hidden and so forth and so on. Why can't we have an open, free competition? People can get all this information on the Internet. Oh, and that's one of the reasons why the FCC is trying to crack down on the Internet, isn't it? They're talking about a global web of 33 stations that everybody is very concerned about. You know what? I want to talk to you about a global web of 1,000 schools, more than 120 of them in America. And they are propagandizing your children on a daily basis. It's far more than you would ever get out of a radio station. You can change the radio station. You may not listen to it that much. Nobody's going to listen to a radio station as much as they listen, as their children listen to teachers for the entire working day. You know, 8 to 10 hours there in these schools. That's where they're going to be formed. That's what education is about. That was the purpose of schools. Governments know that's the way they can shape the culture. They can engineer socially the children, get them at an early age, keep them as long as they can, give them free college, keep them in through the graduate level so they can continue to mold them, get them in debt so they have to go to work for the government or they'll be in debt for the rest of their lives. But when we look at the 33 stations here that are covertly owned by China and said that they're giving information out that is friendly to China, in particular about this conflict that happened in the South China Sea last week, wouldn't you be interested if there was a network of 120 American charter schools being run by one secretive imam, a guy who was thrown out of Turkey in 1999 because he was trying to set up a caliphate, an Islamic State, as he called it. Does that sound familiar? IS, as in ISIS? Well, now they're here in America, and I went to a documentary. We're going to have the documentary filmmaker join us next week for an interview. Mark Hall, he did a movie called Killing Ed, and they were looking at charter schools, and they took as the worst case example of the abuse of charter schools this particular network. It's a network of Gulen schools run by an Islamic Fethullah Gulen. This is a guy, when he was thrown out of Turkey, came to America. And he got in with letters of recommendation from the CIA, people who were former ambassadors to Turkey, people who had connections with the Rand Corporation. Let me read you just a little bit of an Atlantic story that came out in August of 2014. They were looking at this, and again, they were looking at charter schools in general, but these Gulen schools in particular. They say Fethullah Gulen is not known for his openness, despite the size of his organization, which is rumored to have between 1 and 8 million adherents. Still very secretive, right? Known informally in Turkey as Hizmet, or the service, they say Gulen schools enroll an estimated 2 million students around the globe. Now, in Texas, for example, there's 33 schools, and they're getting close to $100 million a year This is a guy in Islamic countries. They openly operate as madrasas. There's accusations and allegations that here in America, they're doing the same thing. They're heavily pro-Islamic. They're heavily pro-Turkey. But we're supposed to get concerned and shut down radio stations, and maybe we should. But we should be even more concerned about the Golan movement of schools and how they're trying to create ISIS here in America with the CIA.
And worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to get to politics. Some new polls coming out showing where the horses are ranked in this horse race. And I want to finish up with what I was talking about with the Golan schools. But before I do, I just want to let you know that at the end of this show, we have a couple of specials that are going to be ending with the show. the 25% off the Liver Cleanse Pack that will be ending at the end of this show, the end of this hour. That's the InfoWars Life Liver Cleanse Pack, including the powerful Oxygen Colon Cleanser, Oxy Powder, and our liver cleansing formulation, Liver Shield. And although there will still be a 10% discount on InfoWars Select Food, free shipping, a big savings. Free shipping will end today on our line of InfoWars Select Food. That's food that is packaged in the U.S. with all USA ingredients. It's packaged to last 25 years. And you can get that in a great deal right now just through the end of this hour. This is a sale that's been going on for quite some time, but we are ending the free shipping with the end of this show, at the end of this hour. Now, quickly wrapping up with what I was talking about with Fethullah Gulen, this was brought up again, not only by the documentary that I was able to see in a preview last Saturday, but also because there were more arrests in Turkey. Erdogan, the president of Turkey, or his prime minister, I'm not really sure what the office is there. Turkish police have arrested 44 people suspected of having links to an exiled Islamic cleric accused of seeking to overthrow the government. And again, seeking to establish an Islamic caliphate, a multinational Islamic caliphate. And this guy, Fethullah Gulen, has set up 1,000 schools around the world. He's got over 120 here in America. Just in Texas alone, he's getting $100 million in taxpayer funds. In some countries, like Tajikistan, the beginning of the year, they threw them out of the country. Saidovich, Tajikistan's Minister of Education and Science, announced that he would not extend the agreement that they'd made with the Gulen movement over permission to operate schools in the country, since they consider the mission of the schools to be shadowy. For the last decade, they say, the purposes of the schools have become a hot debate in the Turkish government, and we continue to see every couple of weeks 40, 50, 60 people arrested that are part of the government, part of the police, because Erdogan considers them being involved in trying to overthrow that government and set up an Islamic caliphate. And these are the people who are setting up subsidized schools in America, encouraged, brought into this country by the CIA. The same people that equipped and trained ISIS in Syria are now equipping and training your children in charter schools in America. That's the bottom line, folks. Now, they go on to say that the movement is allegedly involved in unsettling routines around the world where there's dozens of schools owned by the movement. The members of the movement currently accused of attempting to oust the government in Turkey, and that was December of last year. Turkish officials have an ongoing struggle with a parallel structure, a term that they use for members of the Gulen movement in key government institutions. Let's go to politics. And, of course, we have the news break that we've had about Jeb Bush, and essentially seems like he's about to lose it because he is losing big time. Drudge had a headline this morning that Jeb had plummeted to 4% in the latest national poll. And this is the one from Quinnipiac University. They had essentially Carson and Trump tied. Trump had 24%, Carson at 23%, tied for first place, essentially. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz essentially tied at 13 and 14%. All the rest of the candidates in that national poll took 3% or less. There was also another poll, I think, that came up with about 11,000 respondents. I'm assuming that's a non-scientific poll, but it shows that Trump increased his lead after the debate, and Carson took a huge drop after the last debate. But I want to talk about an article that came out on Monday. Trump slams Obama's Syrian plan, but Carson is in favor of the plan, because I think it tells us a lot about the American electorate, not just about these two candidates. Now, what Trump said was he criticized Obama putting 50 troops in the ground. He says, you either do it or you don't do it. 50 people, he puts 50 people in. He's not serious about this. Okay, so Trump is taking a pragmatic approach, but he's still not looking at it constitutionally, okay? But even more troubling is what Ben Carson says. He said the Syrian plan is a move in the right direction, but it still neglects the role that Russian President Putin is playing in the conflict. And this, listen to what he says next. My much, much, much bigger plan involves Putin and Iran also, said Carson on ABC's This Week. Those are the forces that are propping up the Assad regime, even though Putin came in there and said he was going to fight ISIS. He's really fighting the anti-Assad forces. But look, here he is talking tough with Putin, throwing the gauntlet down, escalating the tensions between the two countries? Does he have any concept whatsoever of what we're really going to have with increased and new Cold War? And where is the constitutional authority on any of this? Everybody sees the president as a Caesar. We truly have crossed
the Rubicon.
We're on the march. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour, November 4th, 2015. Joining me in the studio now is Rob Dew. And Rob Dew is going to have some information about the elections that really kind of affect the health of the country. You know, elections really can make a difference. I think we get too caught up in the presidential elections, and we don't really understand that at the local level, and I want to underscore this again, at the local level, we can do things like get fluoride out of our water. We're going to give you some examples of that that will really make a difference in our lives. I think they get us focused on the things that are the most distant, the most far away from us, things that aren't going to really affect our lives, and that the presidential election is a good example of that. But if we get into a war, that's going to affect all of us to a great deal. And I just want to go back to this and get Rob's comment on this story from Monday about Carson and Trump commenting on Obama sending 50 troops to Syria. Essentially, Trump is saying, go big or go home. And then Carson says, yeah, but my much, much bigger plan. I think that's a good idea. We need to send more troops, but I got a bigger plan that involves Putin. Okay. I'm going to go to war with him. And I look at that and Rob, you know,
I am just so ashamed that the person that everybody is out there touting as a Christian candidate is this warmonger like this. I remember when Ron Paul was in a debate, a GOP debate, and he quoted the golden rule when he was talking about foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he wasn't quoting the founding fathers. They reject the Constitution. They reject the principles of a non-interventionist government. He was quoting Jesus to these people. And the GOP party lawyers, yeah, they booed him. They booed him and laughed at him. It just makes me. And so when I see Ben Carson, the darling of the Christian wing of the Republican Party, saying, oh, yeah, send more troops, and I got big plans for Putin, it's like, give me a break. And it makes me angry because I see them envisioning this as becoming Caesar, you know, that we elect a new Caesar every 4 years. There's no sense of either one of them saying, well, why don't we go to Congress and make sure that the representatives of the people agree with this? That's the Constitution. And we have an article today, America's Non-Representative War Government, by Sheldon Richmond. He points out that back in the 1930s, Congressman Ludlow tried to put through an amendment that said, we're not going to go to amend the Constitution saying, we're not going to accept even a congressional declaration of war. We want to have a referendum. Because it's going to affect all the people. But we've lost the sense of that.
Yeah.
We don't think it's going to affect us. Your comments.
Well, I think what Obama's doing is doing the what we did in Vietnam. We sent some advisors in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to keep expanding and keep making it bigger. People started dying. We got to send more troops. And then all of a sudden we have, you know, 50,000 dead soldiers.
Yes.
At the end of, you know, 10, 15 years. It was a long buildup to get to where the Vietnam War finally ended in 1974. I think they finally pulled people out. But so that's what he's doing, and what Carson and Trump are saying, they're calling the George Bush, we're going to shock and I'll go right mm-hmm. in, and we're going to take it to the evildoers.
Yeah,
and
I can wage war better than Obama, and
exactly.
We need to be asking the question is,
do we need to wage war?
Yeah, who gets to make that decision?
Right.
The Constitution says right now that it belongs to Congress. I mean, maybe we shouldn't even leave it at that. Maybe it ought to be a direct referendum, but at least follow the Constitution if we're going to go to war.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous, and this stomping around saying I can outdo the war machine, I'm going to do it bigger and better. And that what the sad thing is that some Americans out there really do think that's the answer, more war.
Well, and one of them who thinks that it's an answer is Paul Ryan,
mm-hmm.
the guy we just did have an election. And unfortunately, we got Paul Ryan as Speaker of the House. And now he's starting to make pronouncements about what he's going to do. And he says, I'm a defense hawk, maybe a war hawk, maybe a chicken hawk. But yeah, he calls himself a defense hawk. He says that he wants to have a much bigger Navy, big time, he says. So, yeah, he says, what matters more for defense than $1 or $2 billion is predictability. And we got that with this new raising of the debt ceiling. We got this predictability. And you know what? If he's going to make a much, much bigger Navy, that debt ceiling isn't going to last him for 2 years. It isn't going to last for a single year. We're going to have more of the same. This is what both parties want. But, of course, the Republicans really push that narrative. And one more thing I want to get your reaction to, Rob. Ryan says he will not cut Planned Parenthood. He goes on and he talks about it. He says, this is with CNN's Dana Bash. He says, I think we need to be very clear about what we can and cannot achieve and not set expectations that we know we can't reach given the constraints of the Constitution. And the New American points this out and says, well, wait a minute. There's nothing in the Constitution about funding Planned Parenthood, okay? So don't talk to me about constraints of the Constitution. Then he goes on to say, well, he says, what I mean by this is, so you're going to cut the funding? And he says, well, when I say this, I'm being an opposition party. I'm being an effective opposition party. That means that I'm being honest with people up front about what we can and cannot achieve. And, of course, they're not the opposition party. They control both houses of Congress. Both the Senate and the House are controlled by Republicans, and they won't stand up to Obama. And that's what you're going to get, more of Boehner, exactly right.
And this is a group that lies pretty much about everything that they do in terms of what they say they're for women's health.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they provide very few of those women's health services except for abortion, which that seems to be the majority of what they provide. And they do it in low-income areas. So it seems to definitely be targeting a lower end of our populations, you know, to depopulate, essentially.
Exactly. He won't even stand up to make that slight of a cut, something that his base desperately wants. But, of course, he's going to ramp up the military big, big time. You know, when he talks about, well, it's only $1 or $2 billion.
That's what donors like to hear. Donors like to hear you're going to give me more money.
Exactly. Okay. Only that's right. The military-industrial complex, he just made them very, very happy.
Yeah.
And of course, decades ago, Senator Everett Dirksen said, well, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking about real money. And that's the mindset. That was like 50 years ago, but that was the mindset even then in Washington. Is far, far worse now.
Yeah.
So tell us about the elections. Tell us what happened with some of these, what's going on with the water.
I'm going to get to that at the end of this whole piece. I've got a whole piece planned, and it starts off with this article, Sacramento residents exposed to carcinogen in their drinking water. And I grabbed this. I'm like, oh, they're admitting fluoride's a carcinogen, finally, in the local media. No, that's not it. But this 10-minute report that I've pared down to just like the best stuff really goes into how the water boards treat their citizens. They were doing a test with this chemical called aluminum chlorohydrate to use that as a new additive to kind of get rid of particulates in water. So they did a whole year-long study. This stuff is carcinogenic. And then they have to add more chlorine because it doesn't really work well. So they add more chlorine to the water, which then creates this other disgusting carcinogen that also causes miscarriages in women. So let's roll the first clip, which will kind of get us into what's going on here. I've got a few more, and then we're going to get into the elections. Some people are kicking fluoride out of their communities. Some people are inviting it back in. It's really disgusting. But here's the first clip.
Investigation with some scary revelations about the city of Sacramento's drinking water. For almost a year, the city added a new chemical to the drinking water.
It started as a short-term test of a water treatment chemical called aluminum chlorohydrate, or ACH. The chemical was temporarily replacing another water treatment chemical called alum. Sacramento's utility director says the test was all about one thing.
There was an expectation that we'd be able to save quite a bit of money.
In a report the city filed with state regulators, the city admits that the ACH chemical they were testing didn't do a good enough job removing some of those impurities. To make up for the chemical's lack of effectiveness, the city had to pump in more chlorine. And when the chlorine and these organic compounds spend too much time together, the chlorine can turn into disinfection byproducts, DBPs, in your drinking water. The chemical trial went on for an entire year, and during that year, according to internal tests the city was performing, reading after reading went above what the EPA considers safe for long-term exposure to DBPs. A city chemist noticed DBP problems on the third day of testing. She wrote in an email to managers, "I'm nervous about the distribution samples." A chart that went along with that email showed DBPs way above the EPA limits. But Sacramento officials didn't call that state agency or stop the testing. Instead, they expanded it, telling the city council they needed enough money to buy a truckload of ACH every week for a year. 1,100 tons of it. In July of 2013, BUSATH and other utility officials told the council in a staff report that a one-year chemical trial was mandated by the state of California. That sounds like a good reason if the state mandated it, but it's also not true. And when we asked the city about that discrepancy with the state, we got this admission.
The word mandate used in the council report was probably a poor choice of words.
Every corner you turn on this particular project, you know, red flag. It's, you know, it's like peeling back an onion. There's just another layer of stuff that you know, the closer you get to the center, the stronger the smell.
Yeah, literally.
And that there, the guy Bob Bocock is his name. He's a water specialist. He works with Aaron Brockovich, and he was pulled into this interview. That's just part of this whole 10-minute report. We've got a couple more pieces of it. That's a lot of red flags right there.
Yeah.
They knew the levels were high. They went ahead and kept doing it, and they said we need a year's supply worth of this. They say it's for saving money, which later on it comes out it's not for saving money. So
you know, it's
really
interesting, Rob. Crazy. This is Sacramento, of course, yeah. California capital there. And we've had Telly Blackwood file reports with us showing how a closed Air Force base there, they just took massive piles of radioactive soil. I think it was left mm-hmm. over from radium instruments that they were working on there. Just left it above the soil is leaching into the water
into the
there.
Into the.
So, I mean, here we got an example of this state, California, that is supposedly so concerned about the environment. And yet you have interests inside the government and that prevent them from doing anything because exactly. they have ties to corporations and everything. They're just not effective stewards of the environment.
And who knows how, like this ACH, you know, how that came up to being, oh, we got to start putting this in the water. But it turns out it doesn't really work. You have to add more chlorine, so you're using more chemicals, which is costing more money. Plus that stuff you have to end up, you know, if you're going to filter your water, that's going to take more filtering power, mm-hmm. which is why we always recommend filtering your water anyway, because you never know. They didn't tell the citizens of Sacramento that they were doing this. They did it for an entire year. Now, what do the DBPs do? Well, this is a little bit clip two, telling you what they actually do, what they can cause.
This community was basically looked at as a laboratory guinea pig in that they were exposed for a period of up to 1 year without any proper notification whatsoever.
Test after test revealed numbers in excess of the EPA safe drinking water standard of 80 parts per billion. Some people were drinking water with DBP levels above 130 parts per billion. People in Sacramento were never notified about the dangers, never given that choice to opt for bottled water, even though the city had all kinds of data that showed they had a serious problem. DBPs are nothing to mess around with.
In first trimester pregnancies, there's significant rise in miscarriages. And in third trimester, there's evidence of low birth weight.
Why not stop it? Because these are carcinogens. And that's one thing. I mean, the carcinogens. But we know that, you know, for pregnant women, unborn children, that's bad stuff.
Because we had the anticipation of saving money with using ACH.
Or maybe making money.
Yeah, making
because
money.
We know that's how fluoride started. It was,
right.
Yeah, you know, they would have to dispose of this toxic waste and pay for it, or they could dump it into your drinking water and get you to pay for it.
Exactly. And this guy that they're interviewing, this bureaucrat, I mean, he needs to be immediately fired, mm-hmm. replaced with somebody. I mean, let's put somebody else in there who can at least do a job. I mean, his answers are he's very evasive. It's all about we're saving money. We were mandated. They lied about that. They made these tests for over a year. The levels were above what they should have been for over a year. But we're not even getting to the meat of the whole thing. There's a whole cover-up that goes on. They actually did the tests to send to the EPA. They would shut off the water supply from that particular plant that was doing the test and get it from other plants. Let's roll that third clip, and you can just see the cover-up intensifying.
Our ABC 10 investigation found that even though city officials were aware of those internally high DBP numbers, the city held the EPA tests at times when they knew DBP numbers would be lower. For one test in January 2014, the Sacramento River plant where the chemical test was being performed was turned off for repairs, and they got water from an American River plant. That drove the numbers way down, masking the DBP problem. And for another of those quarterly tests, emails of obtained by ABC 10, reveal that the city intentionally switched water sources days before an EPA test. The subject of one email, request for emergency water service from Sacramento County Water Agency to the City of Sacramento. The emergency? If the city didn't get water from another source, it was certain to exceed yearly standards for its disinfection byproducts. And about the city's overall claim that they did this for cost savings, that doesn't add up either. We analyzed city records, and not only was the original chemical safer, it appears to us it was also cheaper.
We want to stress, and this is important, that the drinking water the city is now pumping is by every indication and measurement
safe.
It's now good.
It's
all good.
Effective.
There's nothing to fear. And they need to do an audit of the finances of those people who are making that decision if they
exactly.
really want an answer to what they, you know, who's paying them off.
Well, and you got into the bottom of this, and they put a link to their 2014 water quality report. So I, of course, being my nosy little self, went to read that report. And guys, pull that up, please, because it's kind of hard to see on this printout. But one, two, three, four, the fourth item down there, oh, they got fluoride in their drinking water. But what do they have it at? 0.8. That's their range, 0.8. And then between 0.7 and 0.12 is their range in the groundwater and in the surface water. And they say it's an additive promotes strong teeth. That's what they say. This, keep this in writing so small. There it is. Promotes strong teeth. But look at this. Back in, this is 2015, April 2015, U.S. lowers fluoride levels in drinking water for the first time in over 50 years. They dropped it down to 0.7, should be the maximum it should be.
That's
they're
the
going
minimum.
Up to 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their minimum is 0.7.
Yeah. Yeah. They start at where the EPA says it's the max, and they go up from there.
And now why is that bad? Well, And you guys can roll this whenever you want. It's the footage I shot whenever we went into the fluoride, the water treatment plant here in Austin, and shot some hidden camera footage of their fluoride processing facilities. But here we have the articles from 2013. Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ. From the Environmental Working Group, Harvard study, strong link between fluoridated water and bone cancer. So here we have a carcinogen admittedly being added to their water to promote healthy teeth, so-called for that. But it says it causes bone cancer in boys.
When we look at those levels, I mean, is that the level for an adult male? Is that the level
exactly.
for
and
an 8-year-old child?
How much water do you drink? How much water do you drink, David?
Yeah, exactly.
Some people drink a lot of water. Some people don't drink as much water.
And it's being put in the water. That's why they've got a range that's nearly 2-to-1. Because when you dump something in the water, you have no control over the dosage that you're going to get. So they give the same dosage range to everybody, regardless of how much water they drink or their age. And then they don't even have any control over that because they're just dumping the medication. Though, if you thought this was safe and effective, why would you want it dumped in the water where you can't control it? Maybe you're not going to get enough if you think this is good stuff. Okay?
Then go buy your own fluoridated water, which they sell, and they say it's for babies.
Or buy your own fluoride pills. But
exactly.
you don't want to medicate the population through the water supply. That's absolutely insane, even if you think that fluoride is great for you. I mean, it's just...
Go do it yourself.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
do it yourself.
Go to yourself, not
and,
to me. Yeah.
And so this last clip we have, there's the MSDS of fluoride. It means it's super hazardous. If you touch it, get it anywhere near you. I mean, this is some nasty stuff. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, that's what they put in our water here in Austin. About 9 gallons per hour they dump in there. That was the statistic that really shocked me the most. But there's your MSDS of 4. Very important. Yeah.
I remember when you guys did that undercover video. It was really good. You could see the corroded pipes that what fluoride was doing to the pipes.
Oh, disgusting.
I don't even want to think about what it's doing to my pipe.
Eating out the concrete. And that's what it does to your bones. Yeah. It eats away at them.
Yeah.
So we're going to break, but when we come back, I guess let's get into the what people are doing to get it out of their communities.
All right. We'll be right back with Rob Dew. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio with Rob Dew and Jakari Jackson. He'll be hosting the nightly news tonight. Real quickly, you've only got a few minutes to take advantage of two specials that are going to end with this show. First one is free shipping and 10% off of all InfoWars Select food. You can find that at InfoWarsSelect.com. That free shipping is going to end with the end of this show. Also, the 25% off the Liver Cleanse Pack. That's the Oxy Powder and Liver Shield together. That's 25% off of that pack. That will also end with this show in just about 5 minutes or so. Now, let's go back to Rob. And Rob, finish up with what you're telling us about the election. We had some places where they put fluoride in the water, but some where they took it out. Some good news.
That's right. The city of San Marcos, just south of us, about 30 minutes, voted at 61% to remove it from their water supply. Half the city receives fluoridated water, half the city doesn't. I personally know a city councilman there, and I was actually educating him about fluoride. Told him to read the back of his toothpaste. He had never done that before. You need to do that with your friends. Read the back of the toothpaste. You see the dangers there. You don't ingest it. Why are you putting it in your water if you're not supposed to ingest the toothpaste coming out of your toothpaste roll?
Exactly.
And then we also have Chicuro, which is North Bay area, North Bay City, or the city of North Bay. They are talking about getting it out, and they've said they're not going to, if they people vote to pull it out, they're not going to mandate it back in, which is good. Now you have, on the other side, an Arab, I think it's in, where is this at? This is Alabama, Arab Alabama. They are mandating it go back into the water supply after the people voted to pull it out. And all this is done mainly for cost savings. They're not even doing it on the health issues. They're saying we can save money in the short term by not putting it in our water supply.
Yeah.
But now these guys are adding it back in.
Now, how do you justify that when it's something that's that expensive and the voters say they don't want it? I mean, they've got to be.
Well, they've got program doctors that they bring in and say, look, if we don't do this, we're going to have higher rates of dental cavities. When now it shows that it doesn't even help for cavities.
Yeah.
So that's another lie that they just keep pushing and pushing.
And then when you go to the city council with the Harvard documents, the mayor gives you the finger.
And laughs at you. And then finally, Snowmass up in Colorado, they are putting it back in the water supply, unfortunately. Really? Why would you add a chemical that is deadly if it comes in contact with you into your water supply and telling you it's good for your teeth? I don't understand it. And
people are medicate people through the water supply. Absolutely insane. Now, next Tuesday, we're going to be doing the GOP debate, the next GOP debate. We're going to have live coverage and commentary as we do. And, of course, Jakari Jackson is going to be there with us, and Rob will be running the board.
Somebody tweeted out a title, Liberty Science Theater 3000, instead of Mystery Science Theater 3000. So, breaking down the lies in real time is what I like to say.
Yeah, that's great.
We really do that.
Yeah, kind of think of it as your DVD when you've got a commentary track there from the director and other people who are in it. Talking about what's going on with the movie. So you'll be able to hear, we'll occasionally let them speak and you can hear what they say occasionally. Yeah. But we basically are looking at the subtitles. If you want to listen to it on another channel and get our commentary, you can do that as well. But really, they're not going to be saying that much that's interesting, but we will comment on it when they do come up with something interesting and we'll kind of hold their feet to the fire. Tell us what's on the news tonight, Jakari.
Well, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. We're going to re-air Wayne Mattson's report that aired today on the Alex Jones Show. So if anybody missed that, you can see that again on the nightly news. Also, a record number of Americans on prescription pills. And as we were talking about the debate, I believe it was Huckabee who said in the last debate, it really doesn't matter what we do until we change the way people put things into their body, whether that's food, whether that's medication, alcohol, any number of other things. And also, mindless censorship has reached a new level to where they're not even allowing people to bring lightsabers to the Star Wars movie premiere.
I know, or paint faces or wear masks.
I mean, it's completely ridiculous, because first you couldn't take a
walk. We're going to have lightsaber control. Are they going to?
Lightsaber
is that going to be the new thing for the Democrats?
You can't have that. So all
you know, lightsabers would be covered under the Second Amendment, I have to say. That's one of the cool things about our Constitution. All right, well, that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us, Rob Dew and Jakari Jackson. Again, tonight, the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern with Jakari Jackson. Join us then.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.